This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35. You're with Lynn and Kelvin on the Evening Edition. We have Sean Tanis in the studios with us for the market wrap. Now, there are plenty of reports suggesting China could use its rare earth minerals as its weapon against the US in the ongoing trade war. Sean, where is this coming from?
So this particular story gained momentum after a Chinese official warned that products made of rare earth materials from China should not be used by those who oppress the country's development. So this brought life to suggestions that China could use its dominance in rare earth minerals as Infinity Stone of sorts, if you're talking about Avengers. And China basically, you know, they mine about 71% of the world's rare earth. Some say it's 78%, but this is from the US Geological Report. And they also own about 40% of global resources. So it's possible, but having said that, the US only imports a small amount of rare earth from China in dollar-to-dollar context. But their argument is that the rare earth materials are obviously they're rare and it's very difficult to extract and it'll cost a lot of money for other countries to do it. So these are materials which, you know, the US will use in iPhones, LEDs, electric vehicles, and also their advanced weapons. So it's a prize commodity, and that's where this story is getting legs.
Right, but do we know the likelihood of this happening? Because you can say there's no smoke without fire. Is there something more to these reports and statements that are coming up?
Yes, so the editor-in-chief of this Chinese tabloid, it's called Global Times, and he has quite a bit of following among the traders community, and he broke the news on his Twitter that China is indeed serious about this move, along with possible future countermeasures as well. And there's also news of President Xi Jinping and his trade negotiator visiting a local rare earth facility recently, which gave more power to this story and speculation of limiting exports of minerals. So it's going to be complicated because most of the rare earths imported by the US are already embedded in all the technology and equipment. Because if they buy an electronic product, it's already in it. If like you buy a phone, it's already embedded in it. So this will make all these sanctions harder for China to execute. Having said that, China is not new to doing something like this because they used to impose quotas and duties on rare earth exports for like 15 years. And it's worth remembering that it's only 4 years ago they abolished these restrictions after the World Trade Organization, or WTO, determined that China violated trade rules. So I wouldn't put anything past China at this point. You know, you don't mess with Texas and also China.
We are in a bit of in a place where we are unfamiliar with.
Yes.
So moving to grounds where we are familiar with, that's the Bursa. TNB, yep. Tenaga Nasional Berhad, was a key stock today on the benchmark index.
Yeah, so TNB helped the FPM KLCI to close higher today. TNB alone jumped 70% this morning, and this follows the announcement of a 26% decline in net profit in the first quarter. And this is despite TNB selling more electricity and raking in additional sales of almost 1 billion ringgit. So the net profit loss were mainly due to higher impairment of loans and tax expenses. So TNB closed up 5.6% at 12 ringgit and 32 cent.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.